You'll be singing these songs this weekend, thanks to the Ann Arbor Observer, letting you know about some great musical productions coming up, along with a whole host of other events. Let's check it out with Michael Bright, Assistant Calendar Editor at the Ann Arbor Observer, joining us on 1290 WLBY. You know what it's like. You hear about something and you can't get it out of your head. You know, it's that earworm.
I see how you did that.
Yeah. So tell everyone about the music.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me, as always, Lucianne.
Absolutely.
Starting off with a free show down at the library Friday night. Fella named Nick Vane is putting on a tribute show to James Taylor. Nick Vane's a Northern Michigan singer-guitarist, a pretty talented guy, but he has a great James Taylor impersonation. So good music going on 6 to 7. If you like James Taylor, free show. Downtown library lobby.
Let's see, Fire and Rain, You've Got a Friend.
You can go on and on.
I know. So many great tunes by James Taylor. And actually, I think Carly Simon or Carole King wrote You've Got a Friend.
I think so.
Yeah.
They were collaborators at some point.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I'd like to see that. What's next?
A lot of theater this weekend. Professional Youth Theater of Michigan's putting on The Little Mermaid Junior, which is a 60-minute stage musical based on the Disney film there. So it's a nice family-friendly show going on 6 and 8 p.m. Friday, and then various other times the rest of this weekend and next weekend. So you can check it out at the Riverside Arts Center website will have all of that information.
$100 if you know the name of the fish in Little Mermaid.
It's not Nemo.
No.
What?
Really? It's Ariel's best friend.
I forget. I remember Sebastian.
You've got
Brad.
A little girl.
She doesn't like it anymore.
Wait a minute. Who was Nemo?
Nemo's the fish in the other movie.
Oh, okay. No, this is Flounder.
Flounder.
Yeah. How could you forget Flounder? I love Flounder. Aw, he's cute.
And that would have been an easy $100.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't get it, so.
Okay.
What else do you have?
More theater out at Theater Nova's got a new play they're putting on called The Last Wide Open. It's the premiere of a play by Michigan playwright Audrey Kefele. It's a kind of a love story about romance between a weary waitress and an immigrant dishwasher, but it plays out in several parallel universes, so it sounds like a fairly complex play there.
I haven't heard of that.
It's original, so it's new.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's Theater Nova, of course, just off Huron Street there as you leave town. Shows all weekend for that. And then we also have also out in Ipsy at the Ipsy Performance Space, Much Ado About Nothing, put on by the Brevity Shakespeare people, and they're doing that all weekend, this weekend and next weekend. But it's a 90-minute abridged version of Shakespeare's comedy there. So I love these Brevity Shakespeare shows just because they're really, you know, they cut it down to the nuts and bolts, but you still get the language, you still get, you know, a lot of the great scenes, but it's only about 90 minutes and good for kids, you know, middle and high school.
So it's
kids.
Like the Cliff Notes.
Yeah. But they do all the original dialogue. They just cut some of the scenes.
Okay. So all right.
It works well.
Oh, great. Pops in the Park.
Yeah. Ypsilanti Symphony Orchestra doing their season finale at Riverside Park Pavilion.
Saturday, right?
On Saturday, okay. 2 p.m. It's nice outdoor, all ages concert, kind of popular, patriotic, and family friendly favorites. Bring a chair or blanket if you want. They'll do the rain date tomorrow or on Sunday if it's not raining.
All right. And let's wrap it up with a little soccer.
Yeah, it's the opener for the Ann Arbor AFC men's team this weekend on Saturday. They're playing Lansing City. It's kind of fun to go out to these. I went a few years back. They do them at Pioneer High School Field there. And there's a lot of local following for the soccer team. People have songs and banners and scarves and all sorts of.
They've got a lot of fans.
They got a lot of fans, mm-hmm. And they're singing half the time. It's kind of a fun environment. Anyway, it's at 7 p.m. $12 ticket. Pretty good for a sporting event these days. Check it out.
All right, and it was brought to town just because some people wanted to do this. I mean.
They had success in Detroit, too. I think that was part of it. They saw how much, you know, the Detroit team, what a following it got, and figured we could do it here, too. And, yeah, they have a men's team and a women's team. And they're doing it every year now.
Check out the Ann Arbor Observer online at AnnArborObserver.com, and all of the event listings are in there. You can also get your events in the Ann Arbor Observer. How do people do that, Michael?
A few different ways. We have, you can email events at AAObserver.com, and that'll get them to us that way. There's also a chance to put it on the website yourself. We have a public submission form. If you go to the website and click submit event, you can submit it. We'll see it that way. And if it's far enough in advance, we'll be able to include it in the next issue.
As always, we thank you for taking us to the events. Michael Bright, he kind of turns us on to what's happening out there and hopefully makes your life a little bit better by enjoying what this town offers. Michael Bright from the Ann Arbor Observer on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.